When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Bonte, I'd like to do an exercise. Bring me all the fat heads, please.
Uh-oh.
Bring me all the fat heads.
I don't like how this is going.
I want you to ask me basic warrior questions, and I will transform into said 95.7 The Game host.
Oh, boy, that's so,
and
yeah,
this give is you gonna... an opinion like right. I was them.
All right.
All right? We'll just pick up that. So the first one.
All right.
Ask me a question.
Hey, Goo. Hey, Goo, as Steiny would say. Hey, Goo. What do you think of the Warriors last night?
I'm so mad that they lost, Bonte. I'm telling you, I'm so mad. Curry is still the chef. He can still cook. You gotta get him a number two. He's gotta get a two, Steiny. I'm telling you, you gotta get him a two. And what's up with Kuminga?
Hey, Goo, I told you, young players aren't ready to roll, Guru. He was flustered yesterday, by the way, Steiny, man.
I want them to send a message.
Dibbers, what do you think about the officials last night, Dibs?
Well, you gotta understand that when you're officiating a high-level game and a Draymond Green's out there, body of work matters. And so, if I look at your resume and you've got 7 felonies, well, then I'm gonna call a hard foul. And it's gonna be not a big T, a little T. I'll give you the little T.
The baby T?
The baby T.
All right, give
me the
baby T.
That is a 5 Dibs right
Dan
there.
Dan Dibley here.
Squirt. All right.
I get better Dibs than Dibs.
Steiny, like, I don't know what's going on with the Warriors. Steiny, Curry, he needs help.
Look. As a guy who played Division III basketball, all right, they're lousy. And let me take it a step further. Curry's done. They're done winning championships. Durant's not walking through that door. And Goo, anything you say as a rebuttal, I'm going to pick apart for the next 2 hours.
What do you mean the next 2 years?
Wait, 1 second. My producer's talking in my ear. I have to get some stuff from them. Yes, they're lousy.
Steiny, by the way, just killing Guru yesterday. Oh, this is a good one. Hey, Willard. What do you think about Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga?
I don't like any young players not named Brock. Trade them all.
Hey, wait, Willard.
That's a trade
traded.
For me,
all
dog.
Of all
wait,
of them.
Wait, what do you think about Farhan Zaidi, Willard?
He was smarter than you. All right? It's not his fault guys underperform. It's not.
Hey, Willard, hold on. Willard, I'm not done with you yet, Mark Willard. I'm not done with you, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What about Jimmy Garoppolo, man? What do you think about his quarterback play?
Jimmy. I mean, if you can't see that Jimmy's good, that's on you. I mean, that's on you. I mean, when you're raising a bunch of teenagers, you have to understand who's good and who's not good. My Willard's not very good.
No, Willard, here, ask me a Willard question, a football-specific question.
Mark Willard is not as wide as I thought.
Oh, my goodness. Mark, yes. Why is Brock Purdy elite?
Well, you know, I got a text from my NFL guys I used to do a radio show with across the country, Ephraim Salam and 5 other players. And actually, I read it to the scout at the airport, and he told me Brock Purdy is elite, and he's worth every single cent. And that's $65 million. Take it from the football guy.
All right, let's play the last game. Klay Thompson, Who wanted to get rid of Clay?
Bonte, I'm just reacting to new information. It's Pippen, don't panic. Clay, you had to go. I'm not paying him the money, okay? $48 million is just too much. Look, I got to spread out the money. I got to spread out the wealth, okay? Clay's done, Bonte. Just get over it, all right? Leave me alone.
All right. Guys, listen. Every athlete needs to get paid. You got to get yours.
Jeez, Bonte, everybody's got to get it back. I'm sick of pocket watching. All these guys with their contracts. Trent wants money. Ayuk wants money. Brox wants money. It's driving me crazy, Bonte.
Oh, baby. Where are the overnight
dancers? Wait, Bonte. Hold on. Bonte, I got to cut you off real quick. Let me cut you off, Bonte. I got to say this. Hey, how about that? Well done.
All right.
Well
done. These out.
Well done.
By the way, all the other 95.7 The Game hosts, I'm sorry you had to get roasted at an event like this. Well, hand these out. Let's have some fun.
Hey, all the other guys are jealous. Guru's jealous. He goes, Steiny, I want to be at the Doobies. I want to be at the Doobies. So Nahiga goes, hey, Guru, won't you get down there at 7:30? But you know, Guru came up, well, the caddy needs to work. I just had a flat tire last week. Even though I didn't change a flat tire, there's no dud on the car. The Cadillac has 300,000 miles on it. Oh, it needs a new radiator. I'm driving from Sacramento. Anyway, the Warriors aren't depressing, but I feel good. With all the roasters in the building here laughing about brewing, everybody's having a good time. People are rolling through. The award ceremony will begin in about an hour and 8 minutes. And we've got the reigning YouTuber of the year.
Who's that?
Ernie Chavez.
Oh, Ernie!
Ernie! Give
What's
it up for Ernie
buddy?
Chavez.
What's up?
He's never talked on air. Can we get Ernie to talk on the microphone? Oh, he's too shy.
San Jose Jazz fan in the building.
But
he's got a sign that says, Hey Spadoni.
Bring
me that sign. I'm going to grab that sign.
Well, I'm going to bring up somebody who got the YouTube chat banned.
Who's that?
He's the YouTube villain of the year. And you should see the jersey he's rocking today.
Oh, what's he wearing?
He's wearing a Trey Lance number 5 jersey.
Look at this.
A Trey Lance number 5 jersey.
We've got posters.
Now, hold on. Make a
poster.
Go get him. Make sure he walks on the red carpet.
Oh,
he's
got to
walk on the
is.
Red carpet. Don't bust him out yet. He's got to walk on the red carpet. He's here in the building.
Hey, my guy
Everybody,
was...
boo! Boo! It's Tyler Miller from San Francisco, everybody.
Get that back.
Boo! Look at him. He's got the Warriors World Slides. Get on this microphone over here, Tyler. It's good to see you.
How many blunts this morning?
Only one.
So far.
Right. The morning is still young.
How much food did you put on that plate?
I didn't finish it. I think my eyes were bigger than my stomach. Shout out to the Laughing Brewery. The food is amazing.
Amazing.
This is really why we're only here.
Yeah, I know. Free food. We get you guys out of the city.
Over.
So you are the biggest. I'm not going to call
skeptic.
You a hater.
Skeptic.
You're always skeptical of the 49ers quarterback situation. Now you're rocking a Trey Lance jersey. Trust me. We all believed once upon a time that Trey Lance was going to be the guy. Hell, the play-by-play announcer told me he was Patrick Mahomes 2.0.
If you would have seen him throw that ball at practice.
So what do you make of the season of Brock Purdy, Tyler?
It kind of just feels like what I've been saying in terms of he needs the perfect team around him. CMC is not here. Avengers need to assemble, and I just feel like that's what's happening with Purdy, and he's not worth $50 million.
So how much you paying him, 60?
Why are you going up?
That's what I'm saying.
We're not getting these athletes paid.
I mean, honestly, if I think they will pay him, but if they do, it'll probably be like around like a $30 million mark. I think that's probably a little more fair, so you could bring back Dre Greenlaw, bring back Hufanga.
He's going to get a pay raise. Hufanga, Hufanga, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hey, is he like
that's Hufanga. Shout out, Twin.
The way I look, he's going to get, he deserves and he will get a big extension.
Yeah.
The question is how much for how long?
I think you give him a 2-year deal, a 3-year deal. You don't have to go 5, 6, 7 years.
What
you got all the opt-outs. You do the Jimmy Garoppolo contract where every April you have an opt-out Sam Brock. You have to prove it. And that's the best way to run with pro sports. I love players in a contract year. You got to perform at a high level if you want that back. And Brock Purdy's got to perform. He's got to perform. So give him some 1 or 2 year deals with some opt-outs there and front load that bad boy and structure it in a way. This is where Parag Barante comes into play. Remember we saw Parag say, hey, we want you to be our agent. He goes, no, you don't because the contracts will be all screwed up. Parag is a master at doctoring up the contract to where he can get out of it. So that's how I'll roll with Brock Purdy.
I'm going to give everybody the question. Right now, forget money. Game-winning drive. You giving the ball to Tua? You giving the ball to Brock?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
What about you, Tyler?
I'm probably going Tua because I see Tua come back versus the Ravens. Bonte, remember that game?
Oh,
Tua
yeah,
came back versus the Ravens early
in the
season.
What about doing it in the playoffs?
I don't want to pull out the stats right now, but I'm just saying Brock Purdy in the fourth quarter went down by like only like 8 points. It's not that good.
I
have the proof.
Hey, listen.
Y'all brought me up here. I was chilling. I was chilling.
And the Packers in the playoffs.
All right. Tyler Miller brought you by the River Islands guest line. The Warriors, are they cooked?
Bonte, I'm not going to lie to you. Last night, I didn't want to think we were cooked, but last night, bro, we might be cooked. Honestly, do anything you can to bring in Jimmy Butler. I'm full on board now. Go ahead and get rid of Andrew Wiggins. I love you, sir. Thank you for 2022. We remember you always, but we might need to go ahead and send him off for Jimmy Butler and see what happens.
Tyler Miller, everybody, give him up. We love you, Tyler. Thanks for coming down, man. Thanks for coming down.
You know I got love.
He's only one blunt
deep. I got love.
Front office is one blunt deep. Turtle Pie is probably 5 blunts deep.
Talk about snitching. 3-1-1 Bonte.
No, it's all legal in California.
Hell,
it's legal in California.
Jesus.
Legal in California.
Where's the firefighters?
Game within the game. How many blunts are these guys going to smoke today? It's going to be 7. It's going to be 8. It's going to be 9. Anyway, Doobie Awards here at Lifey Monk Brewing. We're talking some Warriors as it got blasted by 51. Plus, we haven't discussed much the Dolphins-Niners game on Sunday. 125 kickoff.
Give me the Dolphins
South
sound,
Beach, Miami.
Come on, give it to me.
Give me the Dolphins to flip this out.
I need it.
Mike McDaniel coaching against his protege or against his mentor, Kyle Shanahan. Dolphins-Niners. Remember the game a couple years ago? Matter of fact, it was the Dolphins where Brock Purdy made his debut.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt.
Yeah.
Brock comes in. They run a cover zero blitz. He gets smacked. He throws it to George Kittle. And the Niners roll.
Yeah.
And the rest has been history. We haven't looked back.
His dad grew up rooting for the Dolphins. He wore 13 because of Marino. I mean, this is a great storyline. In August, now that the season's played out, like, I'm going to be real. Like, I love my Niners. You know I'm going to be tapped in. But it's like, I feel like the air has been let out the balloon.
Well, what do you want to see moving forward? Instead of talking Brock, because we know that's going to take over their airways all off season long. But somebody's like, I want to see Ricky Pearsall. Do we have a lemon or do we have a legit NFL wide receiver? I don't know yet. When you go through a 3-game stretch and you run 63 routes and only get 3 targets, it's like, is this guy getting cardio or is he a wide receiver? And I see Keon Coleman making plays. I see Xavier Leggett eating raccoon and making plays. I see Ladd McConkey last night making plays for the Chargers. I want to see what Ricky Pearsall is. Who is Ricky Pearsall?
I wrote down a bunch of names here, all right? Fred Warner. We know what Fred Warner is. If you lose this game, you shut him down. I think you got to clean up that ankle. Whatever's going on, it's like a running back. Yep. I'm not messing with linebackers. He's an all-time player. He has nothing to prove to me. Dre Greenlaw. I think I want to see him play at least one more game, and then I'll kind of take it easy. I get where you're coming.
Yeah, I already seen enough for Dre Greenlaw. Just shut him down, sign him, and let's roll for next season. I saw enough in that first half.
Really?
Against the Rams.
One half.
Dude, he was flying. He was making play after play after play after play. He's back. Listen, he already came up with knee tightness last week.
I know.
Against the LA Rams.
That's why I want to see him play a full game.
I don't want to risk that injury.
Nick Bosa. I think Nick Bosa needs to finish strong here. Does it matter about sacks? No. I just think that he has something to prove to me and to that organization. But when they gave him $125 million guaranteed, you got to finish the season out,
well,
dog.
How are we feeling about Nick Bosa, everybody?
In
or out on Nick?
In.
We see a lot of people wavering on Nick Bosa.
I still love him.
Seven sacks. What do you got? Like 20-plus tackles? He's 57th in the league in forced fumbles.
Down year.
One forced fumble, one interception, seven sacks. And you're the highest paid defensive player in all of football. So last year he threw Steve Wilkes under the bus. We all know that. We don't need to revisit that story. But the leadership, or the lack of leadership.
You love saying that.
The lack of leadership. No, seriously. When you sit there and you tell the media that, yeah, I heard Devondre Campbell, he was having some issues before the game, and I thought about going to talk to him, but then I said, nah, I'm not going to talk. That's not leadership, dog.
I know.
When you're paid that much money and you make excuse after excuse, I'm down on Nick Bosa. So, yes, I'd want to see him finish strong. I want to see what type of character he has down the stretch here in the last three games.
All right, Diamond Lenore just signed a big contract.
He's fine.
I want to see him still play well to end the year out. Charvarius Ward. For him, individually, I want him to play well because of all the tragedies that have happened for him. And I want that man to find a home, whether it's with the Niners or elsewhere. I have zero ill will toward Charvarius Ward.
Yeah, no doubt. I would like to see him back. He's played some good corner.
I would, too.
He got beat deep by Puka Nacua last week, no doubt about that. But with the Renardo Green coming on, he's surging and ascending at the cornerback spot. And you have Diamondor Lenore, I think. Rears Ward is probably playing his last three games with the Niners.
And then I look at Renardo Green, Malik Mustafa, and Dominic Pooney. These are three young guys that I really like. I want to see them finish the year off on a high note. You know, Dominic Pooney's probably played some of the worst football of the year this last month, and I think he needs to right the ship. And I want to see Renardo Green. Look, he's been good. He's been bad. It's been a mixed bag. Him and Mustafa, if you can have a nucleus in that secondary that's inexpensive and young, now I've got something there. So I want to see finish strong.
Let me ask you this, because I heard Stein yesterday, he was all over Guru, and I was like, man,
over what?
Keep cooking. Trent Williams. How are we feeling about Trent Williams this season? Now, we know he held out of camp. He held out of camp. Dude, he got on that big-ass private jet with that big-ass dog he had, which looked very scary. Now, all right, big Trent's back.
Yeah.
But coming off of that lousy Super Bowl, lousy the word of the day, right? Coming off that Super Bowl, in which we thought he was subpar, the false start, the holding call, didn't play his best. Do you want to see Trent back on the 49ers in 2025?
That's a loaded question. So there's one side of me that has tremendous empathy for what him and his wife are going through away from the game. The other side is to Bill Walsh. Like, this guy's played his best football, and he costs a lot of money. I'd like to have him, but I think you can get something back for him. I would probably move him. Even if that meant to a contender like the Chiefs or whatever, like, so be it. You have to just focus on yourself.
I see a lot of people shaking their heads.
I would do it.
A lot of people shaking their heads. Nobody wants to move off of Trent. Not with the people out here.
I would.
I would let Trent come back, because this is why. Trent has personal pride. He's been an all-pro for many, many years. He's considered one of the best left tackles we've ever seen in pro football. I don't think Trent Williams wants to end it like this. I don't think he wants to go out like this. I think he would be motivated next season. Plus, there's a lot of money on the table for big Trent. Trent has never said no to money. We know that. There's about, whatever, $70 million.
My frustration.
Yeah, well, Trent's going to come back, and I think he's going to have a resurgence next season and be the left tackle that he was a season ago. I'm not cool with moving Trent Williams. I think Trent Williams, we have a lot of issues here. I think Trent will be fine, and I think Trent personally does not want to end his 49ers tenure like this. I think Shanahan's going to roll with him next season, and Trent will be the Trent that we all grew up to love with the 49ers.
Yeah, I don't view Trent as a guy like, I really want to finish out my Niner career on the right note. I view Trent as a guy like, as long as I'm getting paid, I'll play for whatever team, and I want to win. Like, those are the way. He's a mercenary, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I don't have ill will toward the guy, but I don't see him as a guy that's worried about how he ends it with a particular team.
And he's also gone through some stuff.
Of course.
We didn't know. They had stillborn his family, and our condolences go out to him. So he's gone through some things personally as well. So I'm in on Trent. I want to see
Trent. He's a great player. I'm just saying, of all the guys on the roster under contract, you can get a lot for a guy like Trent Williams.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you as a 37, 38-year-old for a left tackle? I don't know how much you're going to get,
man. I think
you're going to get a couple first-round picks? You think so?
I don't know about a couple first-rounders, but to me, he's one of the most movable guys on the team.
Depends what the price point is. Can I get a couple first-round picks? I may consider that. But, again, left tackles don't grow on trees.
That's true.
And this guy, if we think about what Chris McCaffrey did last season, a lot of those runs were to the left side of the offensive line. Trent Williams blows holes open, man, on that left side. So, pause.
Without a comment like that. Isaac Arendo not being able to suit up.
It's unfortunate.
Well, he's hitting the Eli Mitchell zone, which is like you tantalize me with the talent, but you can't stay healthy.
Yeah, I'm not. Carindo's just a guy. I feel like he's just a guy. It's not somebody you're going to bank on moving forward here as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. What do people want to see out of the Niners over the last three games? What do they have to prove? What are you looking forward to? Or are you already checked out? Do you want them to lose out to get a pick?
Let's ask.
Because you have that segment of fans that say, you know what, get the pick. Lose out, get a top 10 pick. I think a lot of people feel like that.
I want to finish on a high note. Like, I just remember how great of a feeling it was ending the 2017 season on a 5-game winning streak. Everybody was so optimistic, and there was just, it just felt like the energy, we were building something, and I don't want to see them just lose out to end the year. I want to build for something for next year. And if anything, for Purdy's psyche, I think he needs to go into the offseason with a couple of like banger games down the stretch just to feel good about it. He's had 4 of his 5 worst games as a pro in the last 2 months.
I think there's something up with that shoulder. There's something up with that elbow with Brock Purdy, but it depends how they lose, right? Say if they lose out, what's the form look like? What if they lose on a game-winning drive to Tua Tagovailoa on Miami?
I can live with that.
What if they lose on Monday Night Football to Detroit by 3 points and they play super hard?
But
a lot of guys are out. Form matters to me. I'm going to bring up Uncle G because he's one of our more rational callers. Uncle Gene's up to the building, reigning roaster of the year.
Go.
Get up here, Uncle
Let's
Gene.
Let's go. Uncle
Get on
Gene.
That red carpet.
Hitting the red
Uncle
carpet.
Gene. Hit the red carpet,
Hit
Uncle
the red
Gene.
Carpet.
Hit the red carpet, Uncle Gene.
He goes his own path.
He goes his own path. He does what he does. Shout out to Auntie Jan. Uncle Gene, what's happening?
Oh, nothing. I'm bummed, man. I mean, this is the reason I haven't come up here is I'm bummed about the Niners and the Warriors right now.
Bay Area Sports definitely down right now. The Sharks are rebuilding. Yep. The Giants, who the hell knows what the Giants and what they're going
to
do.
What
do you want to see from the Niners over the last three games?
Yeah, I want to see effort. I want to see them get back to what they were. It was as close as possible, given, you know, all the quality players that are out. I want to see Purdy try to earn this $50 to $60 million a year that he's demanding, all right?
Has he not done it yet?
Well, he did it last year when he had, you know, when he was surrounded by a cavalcade of stars. But now, where he's really challenged, his flaws are coming out, all
Absolutely.
Right? You got the problems with his, you know, playing in the elements. You got the problem of his, does he have a chronic shoulder problem? That's a big red flag.
Hell yeah.
And then making that horrible throw to basically end the season, all right, in that last game. So these are things that we got to look at, right?
Nobody's saying we don't like him. We do like him.
I was his biggest fan.
I'm not focused on that. I'm just more so focused on, you have the wide receiver core who can't get separation.
No, I get it.
It's true.
Supposed to throw the ball.
Jennings is having a great year. Jennings is having a great year.
And Brock Purdy's helped them do that. He's throwing to Juwan Jennings a lot, but you don't. We've underrated Brandon Ayuk. I think that's apparent.
Okay.
Brandon Ayuk was the number one wide receiver, which is why I wanted him back. Now he's hurt. That was Brock Purdy's safety valve, and he had a great year.
It's hard to get a word in.
I'm trying to get a word in. Context matters to me.
No,
context
absolutely.
Does matter. When you don't have to separate them to wide receiver spot. You don't have offensive line issues. You got Colton McKiffin and Jake Brendel getting blocked.
No, I totally get it. But you got to do the best with what you got.
Exactly.
And I'm not sure we're seeing that right now.
Yeah.
That last game really concerned me. All right?
I'm with him.
And if he's going to be demanding $50 to $60 million a year, I say kick the tires. Let's look at other options. And I know there's this controversy about Sam Darnold. All right. I got into a debate with Willard last week about it.
Oh, did you? Oh. How'd that go for you?
Well, he said, well, how is that going to work in the clubhouse, right?
Oh, the locker room.
Who cares? I mean, the point is, you're trying to win.
Exactly.
Who the hell cares? You start winning, the clubhouse is going to be behind whatever they do.
Exactly.
Right. So, listen, if Sam Darnold takes the Vikings deep into the playoffs, I think you got to look seriously, because you might get him for $30 or $40 million.
And you are not Sam Darnold now?
I'm intrigued.
I'm saying, wait, he doesn't, listen.
I'm with him.
But, look, Purdy, I told you, I was on board with him. Whoa. I called in the day after the Tampa Bay.
You did. I think I may have,
and I said, I think this
you.
Is our starter going forward. And you said, isn't this a little too soon?
Yeah,
so
I did.
I've been on his, bandwagon from the beginning.
And now you're off of it.
Well, now
a little turbulent.
I have questions, man.
I'm a little disappointed. All of a sudden, we're going to do a little adversity, a little turbulence, and you're ready to jump off the bus.
Here's the deal.
That's what's happening with today's sports fan. We're getting soft.
Here's the deal. Okay, if Purdy came out and said, you know what, I'll take 30, 35 million.
We'd all sign up for that.
Fine, But no, he comes out with his agent right after the worst game he's played for us.
Thank you.
All right? If nothing else, the timing was horrible.
Horrible.
And he says, I want max dollars. All right? Seriously?
So you're looking at him differently
demand
now.
Demand that. Show it. All right?
Uncle G's fired up right now.
Roaster
of the year bringing the heat right here.
Uncle G, give him a round of applause.
Uncle G, bringing the heat.
Hey, if you're just waking up, you're going, you turn it on your radio, you're driving the kids to school. What the hell's going on? What's with all that ambient sound? We're down here at Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. We got the whole crowd. We got food. We got drinks. Come on, guys. Gene, how was the food?
What's that?
How was the food?
Food is great.
It's incredible, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Where's Auntie Jan at? Where's Auntie Jan at?
She's taking care of the dog.
Oh.
Hey, I
get it. Trust me.
Roaster of the year. Uncle Jan, give it up to him. Uncle Jan. All right, we got more coming up. Niners, Dolphins, 888-957-9570. If you want to make a call, you can call us. But we got more roasters in the building. We're going to just call people out to bring them up to the mic.
Yeah,
give us your opinion on the Warriors, the Niners, and the Doobie Awards will begin at 8
Let's
o'clock.
Go.
8
Let's
o'clock. A lot
go.
Of controversial picks for these awards. That's coming up here on the Morning Roast. Joe Shasky, the Butcher. We got Lubman. What have you done today, Lubman? Everybody give it up to Lubman. Everybody give Lubman.
Lubman, I've had 6 plates of free food.
I mean, wow. You talk about stealing money from Odyssey. Boy, I love your style.
Dude, you've been running everybody over.
That's what I do.